Savior is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace that is ours? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Are you washed in the blood?
Savior's side, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Are you washed in the blood?
In the blood,
in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
When the bridegroom cometh, will your robes be white, pure and white in the blood of the Lamb? Will your soul be ready for the mansions bright and be washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Are you washed in the blood?
In the blood,
in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Are you washed in the blood?
In the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb.
Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow?
Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
For the next few programs, I will be teaching on the commission that the Lord has given us before He ascended into heaven. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. And He told the church that they will be endued with power on high. That spiritual warfare has been going on for the last 6,000 years, and the Jewish nation bore the brunt of that spiritual war. They have been the chosen vessel by which God was going to bring forth the Savior, and they had to bear some incredible sufferings. If they would have stayed in the will of the Lord God, it would have been a breeze for them. But they decided to go against God, so they have suffered some incredible persecutions. For the Bible teaches we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and rulers of darkness. And the only one that is capable to fight that war is the one that is in the will of God. And the Jewish people proved that. While they stayed in the will of God, things went good for them. But once they started to rebel, then things became very harsh and evil for them. God chose the Jewish people to bring forth the Messiah. They had absolutely no choice in the matter. God chose them because He chose them. So thus, they had to bear the brunt of this spiritual war that is going on. But for the last 2,000 years, it had shifted over to the Christians, the Gentile people who turn to the Lord for their salvation. And they have been given the commission to go into all the world to preach the gospel. The Bible teaches us in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." So the Lord God calls us soldiers in this warfare. And we, the children of God, need to understand this is not a picnic that we're on. We are out to redeem the world through preaching the gospel, and Satan is going to fight us every inch of the way. And there are many who will have to suffer incredible persecution. We can see that throughout all the world, where people have to die for the cause of Jesus Christ. Here in the West, we have it relatively easy, but I believe this time is coming to a fast close. But there are some rules we have to learn in this war, and today I will be teaching on them, and God will open your heart to the truths of the situation. So before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will open the hearts of the listeners so that they can understand the situation that you have brought us into. I thank you, O Heavenly Father, for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. And Lord, you will bless the listeners in Jesus' name. Amen. When one studies the Word of God on what happened in the beginning when God created Adam and Eve, we can clearly see that God, when He created humanity, He wanted humanity to worship Him, to honor Him, and to have pleasure in Him. But we understand that the human being rebelled against God and sold his right to Satan. These things are recorded in the book of Genesis. The Bible teaches us that the human being became so depraved that God said to himself, "I am sorry that I have created mankind." Genesis chapter 6, verse 6 tells us, "It repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart." That is something that we as human beings should think about. That a human heart is so depraved that at one time that God was even sorry that he had created us. When I think of that, it is something I cannot fully understand. For we as human beings who should be so thankful that God created us have turned their backs on Him. This is a sad situation beyond our comprehension, but it seems like this is how it is. The Bible teaches us very clearly that man's heart is constantly evil desperately wicked. His paths are continuously on the way to destruction. So God sent us a Savior, and that Savior is Jesus Christ our Lord. And then He gave us a commission. He told us to go into all the world to preach the gospel and to make the disciples of people. He said we should cast out devils, we should heal the sick, we should raise the dead. And He gives us something to think about in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier. So He likens this commission that He had given to us as a war that we are entering into. The Apostle Paul and the disciples had to prove that with their lives. Many children of God throughout the ages had to give their lives for the gospel of Jesus Christ. The intensity of this war has not lessened at all. For those who have to make choices for the Lord Jesus Christ, who are serious about their walk with God, find that out every day of their lives. They have to lose friends. Many have to make decisions where they lose their house, their property, and yes, many have to lay down their lives. So we can understand that Satan is determined to make it as hard as he possibly can for us to do the commission of God. The Bible teaches us very clearly that we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. In the book of Job, there is recorded an incredible account of the intensity of that war that is going on between God and Satan. And we know for a fact that Satan is no match. God is proving this to Satan, that a mere human being can stand against him time and time again. The book of Job describes the warfare that is going on between God and Satan. But Job did not have much of an idea of what went on in the spiritual realm. We understand that when we study the book of Job. But the book of Job will clearly teach us how to efficiently stand against Satan and defeat him at his own game. I will read you a few scriptures that will put light on this subject. In the book of Job, chapter 1, verse 6, it tells us, "Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also amongst them. And the Lord said unto Satan, Whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and hates evil? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, Does God, Job, fear God for nothing? Has not thou made an hedge about him, and about his house, and about all that he has on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. Put forth now thy hand, and touch all that he has, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, Behold, all that he has is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thy hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. When I study that, I can clearly see what is happening. And I believe that's going on an everyday basis. The Bible teaches us that Jesus is at the right hand of the Father, ever interceding for us. So here is this courtroom where Satan and his cohorts have to make an appearance every now and then. I don't know how often, but the book of Job describes they had to come and give an account. And then something becomes very clear. Satan is asking for Job. He's asking for the right to get Job to turn against God. And God gives him the right. And the book of Job gives the account of the horrors that Job went through. It came to the point where he cursed the day that he was born. His wife even told him, curse your God and commit suicide. We have to understand his wife lost all her children in the process of Job being tried. Yes, God tested Job. God allowed Satan to test Job. And Job did not have a clue what was going on. Job kept insisting that he was right, that he didn't do anything wrong. The matter of this whole story is not whether Job was right or unrighteous. It was a test whether he was going to turn against God. And when God revealed it to him, his eyes opened up and he understood the situation, and Job understood the frailty of his mind. He understood how little he saw. And he said in verse 5 of Job chapter 42, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, and now my eye seeth thee. Wherefore I abhor myself, and I repent in dust and ashes. And the Lord God returned to Job more than he had before. So here is what the point I'm trying to make. We have been called into warfare, and we do not understand everything that's going on. We may go through some horrible trials and testings. We may even have some incredible victories. But do we truly understand what is happening in the spiritual realm? I can honestly say I do not totally or truly understand. All I understand is the commission that I have been given, and that is to go and preach the gospel and to live for the Lord Jesus Christ. But there is something that the book of Job opens to my understanding. Satan has to appear before God to give an account. And we, the children of God, have been given the privilege to come into the presence of God on a daily basis and stand against Satan. We do not have to go through these horrible things that Job went through. And if we do, we can have an understanding of it by asking God to reveal it to us. Job had no idea, and this is why he suffered so terribly, because the biggest problem with Job was that he didn't understand the situation. It wasn't so much the physical affliction that he had to go through. It was the lack of understanding what this was all about. And this we can simply and easily escape. God has given us grace to come into his presence. He has given us the grace to intercede for our families. He has given the grace to intercede for our health, for our prosperity. The Bible teaches us that all these things are ours. And if we find ourselves in a situation that seems to be unbearable, God will give us the understanding by showing us what is happening. And even even if he chooses not to show us, we can understand by studying scriptures that all things work together for good to them that love God. It doesn't say all things work together for good for everybody, but for them that love and follow the Lord. You will understand in what you're going through that God has a plan with the situation that you're in. If you are following the Lord and are in a relationship with the Lord. So I'm asking you today, get to see the point. Study the book of Job and find out where you stand in this warfare that we are going through. God wants us to be at peace with ourselves and to have joy in our hearts, knowing that he is ever standing for us in the presence of God. The Lord will open your heart to these incredible truths and make you a blessing to yourself.
Every time I do a deed I shouldn't do, every time I say a word I shouldn't say, let me tell you what I do, and it brings a blessing too. I just steal away somewheres and pray.
I just steal
blessings every day. When I'm burdened out with grief, he will give my heart relief. If I steal away somewheres and pray,
I just steal away, I just
studies the Word of God, it is very clear to see that the fight for the soul of a man is a fight to the death. The Lord Jesus Christ himself was the first martyr of Christianity. He gave his life for humanity. He had to die on the cross. He had to go through some incredible suffering to redeem the people of this planet unto himself. But the war did not finish there. Then Satan has to be brought into subjection. The Bible teaches us of some interesting ways on how to destroy the works of the devil. The Bible teaches us that the child of God has been given the power of God to fight against Satan. In Acts chapter 1 verse 8 it tells us, "But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." But when we study the book of Job, it seems like we, the Christians, are the victims caught between a war between God and Satan. Even Simon Peter had to find that out in Luke chapter 22, verse 31. The Lord Jesus Christ tells Simon Peter, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren." And we know that Simon Peter had to go through some interesting testing, and he denied the Lord three times. Even in his failings, the Apostle Peter came out on top. But after the testing, he knew he didn't have much power without the power of the Holy Spirit. Because once he was endued with power on high, then he could do anything. The Bible teaches us that his shadow fell on people and the sick were healed. Even though in the end he had to endure upside down crucifixion, he died on the cross just like the Lord did. So we know that we are at war. And the Bible has given us some interesting information on how to fight that war. In John chapter 14, in verse 12, it tells us, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." If we want to be successful in that war, we will have to take the gifts of the Spirit that the Lord God has given to us. Throughout his life, he has shown us the gifts of the Spirit. He's demonstrated to us how to use them. Even though many teach today that these gifts went out with the apostles, if these gifts went out with the apostles, so did the preaching of the cross. Because if you're going to be preaching the cross of Jesus Christ, you're going to have Satan come against you in one way or form. And the choice is up to you whether you're going to be defeated or whether you're going to have victory. Yes, many people go through some interesting times in their lives. Some of the things they go through are unnecessary because they do not operate in the gifts of the Spirit or in the power of the Holy Ghost. But there are many who truly come against some terrible persecution because they are hitting the enemy where it hurts in the power of the Holy Ghost. And Satan will fight back. So we know when we study the book of Job that we can find out what Satan's agenda is. We can fight against it. We can seek the will of the Lord and find out what the future holds for us. Yes, God has given us a window to look into what is happening. And if we don't, we will find out that we're going to be the ones that will suffer at the hands of Satan. So what is your choice today? Are you going to sit back and allow things just to happen? Or are you going to become part of the army of God who is going to fight against Satan and his cohorts? The choice is yours whether you will fight or not. But you do not have a choice whether you're going to join the army. You are in the army once you have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. And you will have to give an account when you stand at the judgment seat of Christ on how you fought that war. I want you to open your heart. Listen to the next few programs on how the Lord has equipped us to fight this good warfare that he has called us into. He wants us to enjoy victory. Oh yes, we will sometimes suffer defeat, but we will understand and we will know what is going on. So let the Lord open your heart to these awesome truths and make you a blessing. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.